What were the biggest things that jumped out to you as you did your reporting on this story?
Well, I think what really jumps out to me is how this downturn in tourism and hospitality, in short-term rentals in particular, impacts a lot of people who some of the critics of the industry might not think about. These kind of working-class to middle-class people who have maybe a room for rent in their houses, who rely on that as a key part of their income stream to help make ends meet in what is one of the most expensive cities in the state. And after Helene, the income from those units just kind of evaporated for months on end, putting a lot of these people into a bind. It's not just wealthy second homeowners who are suffering, it's regular people in Buncombe County.
It was interesting to me just reading the story about how much these short-term rentals are woven into the fabric of these communities in Western North Carolina. Has that been kind of a more recent development to have all these short-term rentals in Buncombe County or in Western North Carolina in general?
Well, the sector really has exploded in recent years, particularly starting with COVID and through the COVID years. Short-term rentals had always been, pretty much as soon as they were a thing, had been part of the economy, but they really became the lodging of preference for people during the COVID years. People wanted to stay in their own isolated house if they could and not have to be in a hotel with a bunch of other people. That became a very popular form of lodging. Sales of short-term rentals now represent, well over a third of the total lodging sales in Buncombe County, up from like 13% even as late as 2016.
Wow. You touched on this a little bit a moment ago, but I am curious with these short-term rentals that people are losing the income on, how is this affecting their bottom line at the end of the year and maybe trying to use this money in these short-term rentals as a big source of income for a lot of these families, right?
Sure. I mean, one of the people that I talked to, Lindsay Levine, relies on her short-term rental in Woodfin to help her daughter go to middle school. She and her husband are both in the service industry, and when they lost their short-term rental, they also lost their jobs as bartenders and wait staff at Asheville's restaurants, because all of those were closed. So they were facing kind of a double whammy of income, and while they're still hanging on, it's been a very rough few months. Similar story with one of my other sources whose husband is a gigging musician, had all of his gigs evaporate over this October through November, December period without the Airbnb as well. It's been a rough couple of months.
Daniel, curious, when you were talking to all of these folks, did you get any sense of how these folks in Western North Carolina that you visited with, how they feel about the response to the storm from the state and the federal government?
I mean, the people that I've talked to, I think, realize, everyone's doing what they can. For most short-term rental owners that I've talked to, at least, they haven't had properties, flooded or had trees fall on them. Those really kind of acute things that, to my understanding, the federal and state response are more to deal with. I know that a lot of people would love to see more support for small business owners overall, but that's going to be a long time coming, regardless of who's managing it.
A lot of people that we've talked to have talked about the long haul and how it's going to take years for Western North Carolina to fully recover. What's the resiliency like for these people that you talk to and their determination to figure it out and get back up on their feet?
I mean, everyone that I've talked to is very much thinking, we're gonna stick it out. We're gonna stay here. Things will come back. I was talking with Chip Craig, who's the owner of Graybeard Realty, one of the biggest managers of short-term rentals. He said, we're still down like 50% heading into February, but that we expect things to come back. And data from other hurricane impacted tourism market does suggest that things do can't come back. It takes time. I know that in Florida, like the Cape Coral Fort Myers market hit by Hurricane Ian, in 2022 is only just now starting to recover to the same type of levels that it had pre-storm. I mean, it comes back, but it can take a long time.
Daniels, I'll let you go. Where can people go to read this story and all the work that you have going on?
Sure. Well, best place is The Assembly, online publication covering Power and Place North Carolina. That's just at theassemblync.com.
Daniel Walton with The Assembly. Daniel, phenomenal story, and we really appreciate your time and perspective today. Hope we get a chance to visit again in the future.
Excellent. Happy anytime, Chris.